The state of South Australia has come alive for the 2019 Adelaide Fringe, which is running until March 17. It is a festival bursting at the seams with entertainment and experiences. And the woman at the helm of it all is Fringe director Heather Kroll, and she joins us now. Morning, Heather, and thanks for making the time to chat to Tour SA Radio.
Morning. Thank you.
Now, Heather, the Fringe has become a beacon event for the state. It attracts visitors from all around our state, the country, and even internationally. What is it about this event that, you know, brings people in?
Well, there really is nothing like the Adelaide Fringe. We are 60 years old, nearly. We started
Fantastic.
In 1960, so we're 59 years old. We truly transform the entire city of Adelaide for 1 month every year. So the Fringe has been in the hearts of all South Australians for many decades and many generations. And what's starting to happen now is that the world is starting to find out about Adelaide Fringe.
60
and
years.
The only really comparable event in the world to us is the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes.
And Edinburgh Fringe is amazing, but it doesn't have the blue skies, it doesn't have the sunshine, it doesn't have the big gum trees and the starry nights. It's a very different experience because Edinburgh is a lot more of a rainy kind of festival.
Of course.
And so you sort of duck into in and out of little venues and so on, whereas Adelaide Fringe is more go out, see shows, and then hang around afterwards and just enjoy the balmy evening. So there's something quite magical about Adelaide Fringe that does not get replicated anywhere. And in the last 10 years, about 300 new fringe festivals have arrived on the planet.
Wow.
And most of them have been inspired by wanting to be like Adelaide Fringe or Edinburgh Fringe. But the reality is that, you know, they're very small because they don't have the generations of love. We have, our audience goes from 2 years old to 95 years old.
There's something for everyone.
So when you get a, it's amazing. Literally something for everyone. And when you get a new fringe popping up in, you know, up in Sydney or something, it's like, well, you know, pretty much everyone at that fringe is 30 years old. It's a very specific age graphic,
yes.
Age demographic. We don't have that. We have people who are 70 saying, well, I've grown up with Fringe, so I'm not going to stop coming. And you might not go to particular, like some venues, you know, if as you're getting older and you have a bit of access issues, you just have to go to venues that are easier for parking or easier for public transport and have got better access for everybody. But there's no shortage of that because there's 500 venues now.
Which is amazing.
500 venues.
We've really seen an evolution across the 60 years. There's now several hubs in the city heart. But, of course, there are also hubs around the state. You are taking it to Port Augusta and Murray Bridge and Mount Gambier and Wyala. All over the state.
Everywhere we've got, and then there's hundreds of venues in the suburbs as well. So it's not only in the CBD. I mean, you might, on a typical fringe night, you might come into the city. Maybe you'll go see a show at Gluttony or The Garden or RCC, but, you know, you might go to the National Wine Centre to see a show or Tandanya or, you know, one of the kooky little ones like the A Club down on Weymouth Street. You know, you all sort of Rhino Room for a bit of comedy. And then you'll think, well, we've also got other free things that go on every night as well. So we've got this beautiful Aboriginal projections project that we're doing down by the River Torrens.
Fantastic.
Near the Adelaide University footbridge. And every single night, magical projections telling you of the stories of the Kaurna people and their relationship with the river and the animals and the plants and so on is on every night till midnight. So go and see a show and then you'll go and do that. But then on another night, you might go to a suburban fringe venue, you know, go out to the Salisbury Secret Garden or go to Port Adelaide. They've got lots of shows in Port Adelaide. They've got stuff down at the Jockey Club. There's literally venues in every single suburb of Adelaide. So you don't always have to come into the city centre, although, you know, obviously the city is where lots and lots of fringe activity is. But then you've got Holden Street theatres down in down towards Theberton Way. There's literally a fringe venue on every corner.
There are endless ways to have your fringe experience. If you want to dive into it, the 2019 Adelaide Fringe Festival runs until the 17th of March. For all the information and to check out the program, head to adelaidefringe.com.au. Many thanks. It's going to be a huge month. Fringe Director Heather Kroll.
Thank you.